It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today. All right, folks, coming up in about an hour, we have free money. But, you know, for a lot of people, money isn't everything.
Yeah, for some.
And here's the thing. Even with money. For example, there's something called a Nintendo Switch. Have you heard of that, Megan?
No. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Nintendo. But only from you. Yeah, well, Nintendo, you know what they did was they had to up their game a little bit.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Because, you know, the Wii was kind of getting, they had the Wii and then they had the Wii U and then blah, 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 whatever, but Xbox and PlayStation.
I lost track
and,
like 15 years ago.
Right. So they came out with this new thing, which is just like the Wii, but you can take it with you and you can play, you can like go outside with it because, you know, parents are always saying, go outside, but you still want to play video games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's really like this portable, awesome thing.
That's great.
It's so awesome that you can't find it anywhere.
Oh, really? It's one of those?
So even if you have money, money can't buy you a Nintendo Switch.
Right.
At least not unless you want to, you know, park your butt outside of Walmart for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's horrible.
Now, we have in our possession a Nintendo Switch.
We do?
We do.
What?
And yeah, what happened was our boss was at Walmart or something buying fishing lures or I don't know what he was buying. He goes to Walmart a lot. He's from the West Side.
Okay.
So he just happened, like the guys rolled out the truck and there were some Switches, like six of them.
Yeah.
And he, I don't know if he bought it or he stole it, but he got his hands on it.
Either way.
And he said, hey, y'all, give this away. So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Now, we thought we could just give it away to like caller 9, but that's really kind of lame and boring. And this is very valuable.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Justin came up with a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
He said we should drive around and find people who aren't listening to our show and then have them switch to our show.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Problem with that is I just like to assume that everyone's already listening to our show. And if I drive around and I find out you're not, you're just like dead to me.
Right.
I'm not going to reward you.
I don't want to pull people over, strangers, and be like, what are you listening to?
Also,
like a psychopath.
Also, we only have one Switch, so that would be like one new listener.
Right.
But here's the deal. That was a decent idea, Justin.
Right. Yeah.
I figured the Switch for the Switch. You know?
Right.
It's coming from a good place. Yeah.
Then we thought, what if, here's, because this is really valuable. This isn't just like your ordinary average prize. This is super valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So we were thinking we could switch this out for something that somebody already has, and that way we get something out of it in return.
Okay. Yeah. Like what?
Well, like for example, Megan, what do you have that you would switch or swap with us for a Nintendo Switch?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay. Justin, let's go to you. Justin, do you have anything that you think we might want? In exchange for a Nintendo Switch.
I have a GameCube at my house. So
you have
it's
a GameCube.
Like, I could give you an older version.
It's like going backwards.
Yeah, I don't think that's like the whole... I think the point is to get something better, right?
Something that we... Well, here's the thing. Think about what you know about us. Megan likes her dog and wine.
Yeah, I never give up my dog.
Yeah. So maybe like, what if somebody had something for Cooper, like a... like a doghouse that had a big screen TV and a spa in it. Or
cool. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, Justin, you like, what do you like? Basketball?
Mm-hmm.
What if somebody had a, I don't know, an basketball? Autographed.
Or like tickets to some like really great
game. Oh, a
game
magic
or something.
Game or something? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Cool.
Oh, now he's like, oh, yeah, I can drive down to Orleans.
I don't think magic tickets are like, I think they're like $22.
Okay, right? Why are you under? You're not. Doesn't matter. It's perceived value.
Right.
Okay.
What would you value it at? Maybe, you know. Maybe they have backstage. Well, it's not backstage of basketball. What do you call it?
Courtside.
Courtside. Yeah. Can you get to the locker room?
No. Okay. Courtside would be. Those are. Expensive.
See.
Yeah. See.
Now he's thinking.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. So that's what we're thinking of. What we're gonna do is we're gonna make a. If you have something to switch for the Switch. Give us a call right now.
Yes.
What we'll do is we'll collect a bunch of them, and then we'll let people vote on which one's the best. And the winner gets the Nintendo Switch. And we get whatever crap you've put up on the...
Yeah, that's the thing. They got to come and give it to us.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not... No, this is serious, folks.
Yeah.
We're walking away with something, too. Yeah, we want your crap. 340-9595. Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What would you switch for a Switch?
A Switch for a Switch. Well, my 8-year-old daughter's birthday is next month.
Mm.
And I would offer 6 months of dog walking service for Megan's dog as my swap.
That's really nice. Are you a dog walker?
No, but I would do it.
Do you live near Megan?
I actually have plenty of time to walk my own dog.
Yeah, Megan has. She only works 4 hours a day. So I think. Also, that, I'll be honest with you, that's really good.
But that is really nice.
That only really benefits one person in the room.
It's true.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Okay. All right, think about it. Maybe go into your garage or, dig around. Really, maybe you have an old, motorcycle or something you're not using, something. Something that would really be valuable to all of us. Because that way we could, we'll figure it out. But good luck, and happy birthday to your daughter. Kirsten from St. Augustine, how are you?
I'm good.
What would you switch for a Switch?
I am prepared to switch my fiancé. You can have him.
Really?
Yeah, he's 6'5", he's tall, handsome. You can have him.
Well, you don't want him anymore, or you just want the Switch more?
I mean, I love him, but I know somebody who loves the Switch more.
Really?
Really? Who is that?
His nephew, actually.
Oh.
Wait a minute. So you would give us your fiance so you could give his nephew the Switch?
I totally would.
That would be awkward.
Yeah.
That's okay. You can have him.
Okay. Oh, all right. God. Well, maybe. All right. Maybe your fiance. All right. Hang on one second. We'll see if we'll get Justin. Get a picture of this woman's fiance.
Are we allowed to switch people? Isn't it materialistic?
We'll have to check in the official rules. Yeah.
Yeah.
Colin from the West Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great, Colin. What do you have?
I have a trunk full of fireworks I never got to set off for New Year's Eve and a Xbox 360.
A trunk full of fireworks and an Xbox 360.
Yep, sure do.
Not an Xbox One.
No, I mean, I do have one of those, but unfortunately, I don't think I can part for that. I mean, that's been something that I saved up for a while to get, but...
No, I understand.
I would like to light off some of those fireworks, too. This may benefit all of us.
Really?
This might be the best one so far.
Boxes of M1000, pack of firecrackers, probably have 200 standard bottle rockets and maybe 20 of those big kid bottle rockets.
In the trunk of your car?
Yeah, I mean, well, they all put them in my trunk because they were like, hey, man, we don't really know what to do with these. Let's all put them in your trunk so,
Look, I'm just maybe, and I'm just maybe have seen too many Will Ferrell movies in my life, but maybe driving around in the trunk with those in the trunk of your car is going to end bad. It's like someone rear-ends you and there's a spark and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Hang on one second. Maybe we'll take those off your hands. Hang on a second. Justin, talk to this dude about his fireworks. 340-9595. What would you switch for a Switch? Hey, Caitlin from Yulee, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. What would you switch for a Switch?
Beautiful fish named Bear and Cal. They glow in the dark, and the fish come with a fish tank and all the stuff, all the food, and everything.
You would give us your beautiful glow in the dark fish for a Nintendo Switch?
I would.
Oh, do you not like the fish, or are you just sick of them?
Well, I'm never home, and I barely get to feed them, and it's just something that I just would switch for a Switch.
Okay, yeah. All right. That sounds pretty good. What kind of fish are they?
They're the little tiny ones that you see at Walmart that glow in the dark.
Oh. Are they really old? Are they going to live a long time?
Not if she barely feeds them.
They're really skinny.
As much as possible, but
yeah. Okay. All right, I get it. That sounds good. Okay, here's what you do. When you get home, take a picture of your fish. And we've started a thread on our Facebook page. Just post the photo there, and you'll be automatically entered into the drawing. We're going to do is we're going to have people vote to see who deserves it.
Alrighty, sounds great.
Okay, cool. Oh, I'm excited. Fish would be cool. I like fish. This is Chris from the West Side. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good.
I mean, I like my fish, barbecued or in soy sauce, but whatever.
I like to leave them in the ocean.
Chris, what would you switch for a Switch?
At first I was saying I have a pretty good gaming laptop, but you said everything or something that everybody could use. So how about my 2010 Toyota Camry?
You would switch your 2010 Toyota Camry for a Switch?
It paid off.
That doesn't even make any sense, though. Then you're going to have to get a new car and you're going to have to have a payment. And you might as well just save up for a Switch. I'm just trying to be realistic.
I already have a backup car, and my boy's happiness mean a lot to me, so...
You would switch a Toyota Camry for a Switch?
Yeah.
What are some of the options on this car?
my secondary car is the car I really want to drive. I just need a. I'm driving the Toyota Camry until the wheels fall off.
Yeah. How many miles are we talking?
I'm looking at it right now, 180,000, but it's running like a tank.
And it's a 2010. Holy cow! Have you been driving it all 7 years?
Pretty much.
Wow.
And I'm back.
All right, hang on one
that's
second.
Crazy.
That's really good. Justin, get a phone number from Chris. We may have a car. That's pretty good. Susie from Southside, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Susie. What would you switch for a Switch?
I have a 3.5-foot animatronic Triceratops.
A 3-foot animatronic Triceratops?
Yeah.
Where do you get that from?
eBay,
of course.
Wow, interesting.
All right, so here's what we have so far. We have a 3-foot animatronic Triceratops from eBay, a Toyota Camry on its last leg,
yeah,
and 2 glow-in-the-dark, really skinny, neglected fish.
That's right.
This is going to be a tough one. Oh, wait.
You can sweeten the deal by throwing in a suit of armor.
Oh,
a suit of armor?
Like a full-size suit of armor?
Well, it's decorative. You can't actually wear it, but it's a decorative suit of armor.
Hmm. That's
you
pretty
just
good,
go
too.
Our promotion guy's office.
Yeah, that's
true.
Our promotions guy actually has one of those in his office. It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
Hang on one second, Susie. That's not too bad either. 340-9595. What would you switch for a Nintendo Switch? Ed.
Hello.
Hey, what would you trade for a Nintendo Switch, Ed?
I'm a shrimp boat captain, and I'll trade 20 pounds of shrimp, and you can, like, use it to bring on the new season of the jumbo shrimp.
What? That's awesome.
Whoa, 20 pounds of shrimp.
Yeah, that sounds
awesome.
And everybody,
y'all going to have, like, a shrimp party at the office.
That's a great idea.
What's the retail value of 20 pounds of shrimp, would you say?
Well, it depends on what size I'm catching at the time. Probably around, you know, $150, $100.
Hmm. That's pretty. I mean, we do like some shrimp.
Yeah, we do.
Have a big shrimp boil.
We got the shrimp boat season coming up. The new baseball team. So you got a crim. You know.
Yeah. No. I know.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
I love this one.
All right. That's
we could have some Bloody Marys with some shrimp in the morning.
All right. Hang on one second, Ed. Oh, if you like Bloody Marys, Megan, you'll like this one. Brittany from downtown. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. What would you switch for a Switch?
I would love to offer up. I'm a great cook. I would give your family, girlfriend, boyfriend, even a puppy a brunch. And I'd offer mimosas and wine, anything that you could think of. I will have their food, and it would be ready.
We could do it here.
With all the shrimp.
I will do it there.
Megan, you literally just read Megan's mind.
This is my favorite one so far.
I would do it there. I'll make sure that you love everything.
I don't doubt it.
Well,
I'm
mentioned
convinced.
Mimosas and wine before you mentioned any food.
Yeah, it's true. You did. You explained
that's
it great.
That's part of brunch. So.
All right, Brittany, here's what you need to do. Take a picture of, like, something. You with a glass of orange juice, or just maybe, I don't know. Where are you
maybe
now?
Maybe, like, some good food that you've cooked before.
Yeah,
right?
Do you have any pictures of food you've cooked?
I'm on my way to work, but I can try to make this happen.
Yeah, just send us a picture to my email address is mark@wape.com, okay?
Okay.
And also include your name and phone number.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, so exciting, so exciting. Soleil from Orange Park.
Hi.
Hi, what would you switch for a Switch, Soleil?
I would switch my whole family. I'd switch my mom, my dad, my 3 dogs, that they all give high fives, my 2 turtles, and my sister, which is an endangered species.
So I guess you have to make a contest to see who wants a mom.
Oh, was that your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, mom. All right, so your mom, your dad, your dogs all give high fives. And your endangered sister.
Yes.
Does she give high?
Endangered species.
Wait, and what?
Endangered species sister.
Yeah, endangered species. Right. I guess. Does your sister give high fives too, or just the dog?
And she also sits down when you tell her to.
Oh, and the sister sits when you tell her. Oh, good. Okay. Here's what here's what you need to do. Okay. Take a picture of all those things. And email it to mark@wape.com with your name and phone number, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Good luck.
And next week, then you can ask, what would you do for getting a mom?
Yeah, we'll do that. Maybe for Mother's Day, we'll do that.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.